What did you do?
A spell. We did a spell. We didn't think it worked, but it did.
Is she going to be okay?
I'm okay. I'm gonna be fine. I remember. You brought me back.
What was it like?
I can't.
It's okay. You don't have to talk about this, Buff. Hey, do you want something? Anything. Pizza. I'll get you pizza.
Buffy likes pizza.
Yeah, something to eat?
She doesn't want pizza.
I just meant...
Guys! Back off.
Right, Dawn's right. We should just be quiet and let Buffy tell us what she needs.
I think I just want to go to sleep.
That's a good idea. You should sleep.
Right, long day. But, Buffy, be happy. We got you out. We really did it.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Boys Watching Buffy. We're just two boys watching every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer for the first time, giving our review, our reactions. We're your hosts. I am Joe Welke.
I am Vance.
And today we're talking Season 6, Episode 3, titled Afterlife. Directed by David Solomon, written by Jane Espenson. Original air date October 9th, 2001, to an audience of 5.58 million people. And there's a lot to get into in this episode, but before we do, we got some show notes.
Sloppy Joe is here.
Sloppy Joe with the shout outs. Show notes. All right. So first of all, we got a Spotify 5-star review from Every Damn Daily. Thank you so much for your lovely rating and lovely message that I got sent to my DMs at Joe Welke. We also got some emails. We talked about the emails last week. People took us up on that offer. They were like, I don't want to fucking slide into Joe's DMs. Who knows what's going to happen in that fucking cesspool. This email seems safer. So we got some kind reviews and words from Jamie Rao. We talked about this. Jamie, you know who you are. Thanks for the email. And then we got one all the way from Ireland, from Celine. Thank you, Celine. Hope you don't run into any Irish vampires out there. And yeah, those are all the shout-outs. If you want to get a shout-out, Apple Podcasts, 5-star rating and review. Spotify, 5-star rating, and send it to my DMs, send it to the email, send it to the Instagram DMs, boyswatchingbuffy@gmail.com, @boyswatchingbuffy on Instagram. And that is that. We got our merch, we got our wish list, join our Discord, blah, blah, frickin' blah. We predicted some stuff at the end of season 5, in our season 5 recap. And I was watching this episode, and I was like, what the hell? I need to remind everybody, Vance and I have not seen the show before.
never seen the show. I had never even seen a single episode of the show.
Yeah me neither. Yeah. And in this episode, it's shockingly like, word for word, almost, some of the stuff we predicted.
When I was watching it, I was like, they're using the exact phrasing.
Yeah.
we had a debate over a long debate in the recap and in the season premiere of happy being a term.
Yes.
And it gets used so much. And it was a term grateful, which came out. And I was like, wait. No way. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy,
dude. I'm willing to concede now on part of my prediction.
Okay.
But I mean, word for word, not only my prediction, but yours as well. Like,
yeah,
the exact words.
Yeah.
Blew my fucking mind, dude.
It was wild. It was so wild. I was like, they keep repeating it. But I will say, as you concede, I will also give you credit for hitting the grateful.
Yeah.
You called it.
Let's do a little reminder for people. At the end of season 5, I predicted that Willow was going to bring back Buffy with a spell. And there was going to be a rift. There was going to be conflict between her and Buffy because Willow was going to think that Buffy wasn't grateful or thankful that Willow brought her back to life. And I also thought that Buffy was going to be happy to be back. Mm-hmm. You contested that one. You were like, Buffy is not going to be happy. And I distinctly remember you saying like, no, she's finally at peace. She's done.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to come back in this world.
Yeah.
So I was like, watching this episode, I was mind blown.
Yeah, it was like every single word, phrase. Like I would have never even thought of Willow wanting her to thank her. They literally said thank and be grateful. I would have never thought that.
Yeah.
And you said it and it's we laid it all out. And we have never seen a show before.
Never. Yeah. That's why I was like, I need to reiterate this because it feels like watching this episode, it felt like I was cheating or something. I needed to prove like, no. I've never seen this before.
Yeah. We get predictions right and often wrong I predicted this episode. Anya would tell Buffy about her engagement and we'd get like Buffy talking to Joyce in the afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
None of that's happening.
Yeah, last episode, I think I predicted like all the Scoobies were going to be asking her about what the afterlife was like. Mm-hmm. And I don't think nobody really asked about that.
I got just some like, issues with the Scoobies, man.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I've got some issues with the Scoobies, too. Something like dawned on me watching this episode where I was like, wait a minute. Why do they think she went to hell?
I wrote that in my notes, too. They repeat it multiple times. They're like, she was in hell. We don't know how she dealt with it. I'm like, why do you think the Slayer goes to hell?
Yeah, I was just like sitting there like, wait a minute. Because they repeat it so many times that I was like, why do they think that? Like, even if she wasn't a Slayer, like, you think that she just like, even if she was a normal human being, like, you think that she just went to hell for having that kind of life? Like,
do they think Joyce is in hell?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Jenny Calendar's in hell? What are they?
Jenny Calendar's definitely in hell.
The thing I also was thinking about this morning, I was like, Willow's Jewish. I don't even think they believe in hell.
No, they don't. Yeah, I don't think they do. I think that they just believe in like lower tiers of heaven or something.
Yeah. I take lower tier of heaven over Sunnydale any day.
Yeah. All right. Well, shall we get into the episode, Vance?
We shall.
Let me pop open this monster. We're in the monster fucking era. For some reason, the tabs on Monster Energy drinks are so hard for me to open, so I have to get like a spoon to assist.
That's an unsatisfying open.
Yeah, that had a little...
There it is. That's what we like to hear.
Boom, baby. All right. So... the episode opens with a recap of Spike being in love with Buffy, Buffy sacrificing herself to save the world and Dawn, the Scoobs raising her from the dead, the biker gang demons being there, and then Dawn hugging Buffy. So we open the episode with the Scoobies. They're walking home. They're like, oh, we got to find where Buffy went. Well, they're not really walking. They're walking to Buffy's home, and they're like, we got to go to her home because that's where she would go. She would definitely go back to her house. I don't know if after you saw Buffy in this feral state, you would assume that she would go back to her house, you know? Like, she seems more animalistic than anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about this gang of people.
Yeah. And they're all like, well, at least Buffy beat up all those biker demons. You know, they're all gone. Their leader got beat up, so they're all dispersing.
Real easy.
Yep. But as they're saying that, like a couple of the biker demons pass them and Xander gets all scared, shits his pants a little bit. And then you see like a view of them driving down Main Street, and mm-hmm. Main Street is just on fire. Like everything's on.
Dude, I wanted to talk about that because they go about the next day as if nothing happened. Like yeah. Sunnydale is just up and running.
Yeah, man. That's it. This is just fucking nothing, dude. Like they've been through so many apocalypses.
There's a scene later where Anya goes to an all-night coffee spot. What's open? What is open yeah. after the rioting and looting? And
if I was a business owner in Sunnydale, I would pack up shop. I would. This is a sunk cost.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I'm moving to Detroit or something.
Somewhere.
It's got to be better than this. Yeah.
Like, no one's even talking about the biker gang that just ravished the town the night before.
Yeah, man. I mean, they look out onto Main Street. There's like a car on fire, a building's on fire, yeah. and they're just like, huh, well, that's something. We got to get back to Buffy. It's
like, just casually strolling.
Yeah. And Anya's talking to him. She's like, I think we might have screwed up that resurrection spell. I think that like Buffy, there's something wrong with her. We may have screwed that up. And Willow's like, no, no, there's nothing wrong with her. She's just in shock. She just, you know, she just woke up from the dead. You know, don't worry about it, guys. It's fine.
I was like, Anya should know what's going on
yeah.
more than anybody.
Yeah. But, then we cut to Dawn taking Buffy home, walks her home. She's like, look, it's our house. We're home now. Everything is fine. Look, there's our house. Come on in. Look. Buffy's looking around and she's all weirded out looking. She's looking and she's like, things are different in here. Dawn's like, I mean, yeah, there's been some changes. You know, we moved the couch and, you know, Willow and Tara moved in now.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big change, dude.
There's a point where she talks about, oh, that's a computer and we eat on the other side of the table. And wasn't it like a laptop?
Yeah, it was an Apple laptop.
Why do they have to eat on the other side of the table? It's a laptop. You can move it.
Yeah, no idea, dude. Maybe it's just like a, I don't know, I've had laptops where like if you unplug it, just dies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, Buffy's looking around and she's like, looking through her eyebrows, she's like squinting, like this is different. This is weird. And Dawn's like, hey, why don't we go get y'all cleaned up? Let's go get y'all cleaned up. And then it just cuts to like her putting a button-down shirt on Buffy. And I was like, wait, did Dawn bathe Buffy?
Like, and her hair's all done? Like,
yeah.
And somehow they don't notice her knuckles bleeding. During that whole right? cleanup.
Yeah. But yeah, so Dawn's like dressing Buffy and she's like, there, you look nice. You look all good. And Buffy's just like staring at herself in the mirror like, fuck.
Yeah.
Just yes. so depressed. And Dawn, this is where she notices like, oh, how'd you get these bloody knuckles? And she's like, oh. But Dawn's like, don't worry about it. We'll get it all figured out. We'll get it cleaned up. It's all good. And then Buffy gets up and she just walks into Joyce's room. And she's like, what's up with Mom's room? And Dawn's like, well, Willow and Tara live there now. And Buffy's like, oh my God. And Dawn's like, I mean, it just made the most sense. It's the biggest room. They're lesbian lovers. They wanted to have all the room in the house to get it on, you know? Buffy's like, okay.
Are they going to college? That is a good question.
Yeah, no idea.
I guess we'll find out.
But Buffy's just like looking around. She's like, okay, that's a little bit weird, but whatever. And Buffy just starts to walk away. And Dawn's like, hey, Buffy, do you want to sit down and talk a little bit? You want to talk for a little bit? Buffy's like, no. What else is different in the house?
I thought it was crazy that Dawn and the others acted like Buffy should have been normal right away.
Yeah.
It's not even like the next day.
Yeah,
it's
dude, she hasn't even
night.
Had a coffee.
Yeah.
She hasn't even gotten an espresso pumped.
Or a Monster Energy drink. She hasn't even had the dew.
Yeah. She's just She literally just got the dirt out of her hair from climbing out of her own grave, seeing her own grave, immediately having to fight demon monsters on motorcycles.
And after, like, after saving her from the crumbling tower, like hours ago.
And she's like, how come? You want to talk? You want some? She should have offered her some cocoa with little bits of marshmallow in them. That always cures everybody. Even vampires.
Yep.
But Buffy's like, so what else is different? And Dawn's like, I mean, not much. Like, you know, I mean, it's kind of funny, actually. This is pretty hilarious. You're going to love this. This is, you're going to crack up when I tell you this. Giles left like earlier today because he thought that you were dead. And he's like, all right, I'm not needed here anymore. And Buffy's just like, God damn.
Her reaction to that was just like, what is, stop talking. Just stop.
So then you hear a door open and Buffy's like, who's that? What's going on? Who's that? You hear footsteps and it's Spike. Spike comes down and he's like, Dawn, are you here? What the hell's going on? Where have you been, Dawn? Dawn comes downstairs and she's like, Spike, Spike, I'm fine. Everything's fine. He's like, what the fuck are you doing running off like that, dude? Like, I'm supposed to be protecting you. Don't ever fucking run off like that from me again. And Dawn's like, no, it's all good. Plus, I got a little surprise for you. Come on down.
What is that movie? She's All That or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. And Buffy comes walking down the stairs. And Spike is like, so what? The fucking Buffy bot's back? How did we fix that so fast? I literally just picked up the legs before I came straight here. How did that Buffy bot get put back together?
Yeah.
But he doesn't question. He's just like, so what? The Buffy bot's back. Oh, okay.
It doesn't take him that long, though. But
yeah.
Still.
And yeah. Buffy takes like two more steps down. And he's like, oh my God, that's not the Buffy bot. Oh my God, that's the real Buffy. Oh my God, your hands. And then Dawn's like, yeah, we're trying to figure out how that happened. And Spike's like, idiot, I know how it happened. She had to climb out of her own coffin and grave, dude.
The craziest thing is that it couldn't have happened when she was fighting the biker demons.
Oh, of course not.
Or no. When she fell from the tower. It had, like, Dawn, yeah, you have, dude, other clues.
Yeah, dude, like, oh my.
And I think doesn't Spike say that he's had to climb out of a grave himself?
Yeah. But he's like, I know exactly what, I've been here before. Mm-hmm. Here, and he grabs Buffy's hands and he's like, here, we're gonna take care of you. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of you. Just have a seat. Don't worry about it. And Buffy sits down, and Spike like sits down. I feel like Spike's the only person reacting like a person should.
Yeah. And I gotta say, Spike is looking good in these episodes. The hair, the look, he, I don't know, this, dude, is peak Spike.
His cheekbones are, dude.
Yeah.
They could cut a motherfucking bone, dude. Those are some sharp cheekbones.
Yeah. I think this is the season, man. This is the season. Yeah.
So Spike sits down with Buffy and he's like, Dawn, go get some like bandages, go get some stuff to take care of her hands. And Dawn's like, okay, cool. And he sits down with Buffy and he's like, wow, you're fucking back. This is crazy. And Buffy's like, yeah, how long have I been gone? And Spike's like, you've been gone for 147 days. Well, 148, but you're back today. So I guess that one doesn't count. So 147 days. And I was like, all right, we get some clarification.
Almost 5 months.
Quite a bit longer than 3 months.
Yeah.
So Angel's behind in the timeline? Because he was gone for 3 months.
Well, he might not have left right away, you know?
Fair enough.
So he could have, like, stayed for 2 months and then, you know, arranging travel and Angel.
Yeah. 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 He had to take a month-long boat in the hull of a ship.
Yeah.
To Sri Lanka.
Got to get all the people lined up, your blood yeah, for the trip. Yeah.
So Spike is like, it's been 147 days. And then he goes, how long were you gone? How long was it for you? And Buffy goes, it was longer. And it was like, oof. And so it's this like nice quiet moment of Spike trying to like get her back acclimated and calmly tell her things. And then who shows up? Who walks through the door? The Scoobs in a panic. And they're all like, oh my God, Buffy's back. Oh my God, how's it going to be, Buffy? Oh, Buffy, are you okay? Oh, Buffy, 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 Buffy. It's like, yo, be quiet.
No, man. That was really my reasoning for the prediction. I was like,
yeah,
she's so fed up with doing this. She's so tired. Dude. She wanted to give up in season 5.
Yeah. So they all come through the door and they're like, Buffy, you're back here. Oh, thank God. And Dawn shows up and she's like, wait a minute. How did you guys know that Buffy was back? And Will's like, I mean, we may have done a little magic stuff. It's cool. It's cool. Buffy's back. So you shouldn't question my methods at all.
Oh, Willow.
And then yeah. They go over to her. They go over to Buffy and they're like, Buffy, what was it like? You were in hell. Definitely. For sure. You were in hell. You're a huge piece of shit. You were certainly in hell. What was it like? And Buffy's like, I just want to go to sleep right now. I'll talk to you guys later. Dawn, is my room at least the same? And Dawn's like, oh, yeah. We kept your rooms. Your room's totally fine. And Buffy's like, I'm going to my room. I'm going to sleep. And Willow's like, I just want you to be happy. We just want you to be happy. And then Anya's like, yeah, she probably jet lagged from hell. Huh. We all know you were in hell. Definitely in hell. So yeah, get some rest. This is where in my notes I wrote, why would they think that Buffy went to hell?
Yeah, I wrote that later when he said it for the fifth time.
Yeah.
Oh, so, and Willow says like Buffy should be happy to be back.
Yeah.
And I was just like, uh-oh, it's starting. The predictions are starting.
Yeah. So Buffy walks up the stairs. She's going to sleep. And everyone's like, something a little off with Buffy. She seems something's a little off. And Willow's like, no. What? Yeah, this is how Buffy is. This is always how Buffy is. Yeah, she's fine. Don't worry about it.
She shouldn't be fine. Like, I don't know why they expect her to be like back to normal immediately. She was dead for five months.
Even if. Yo, if you go to prison for like a year, like when you come out, like you have trouble acclimating. Like,
right?
She was dead for 5 months.
And they're just like, what a head trip. Is she not acting normal? Like, they're so traumatized from Sunnydale that they're like, why would anybody be traumatized?
Especially like head trauma, like chief trauma victim, Buffy Summers. Like,
man,
God. So then Xander and Anya are heading out, and Anya's walking out and she's talking to Xander and she's like, yo, I don't care what Willow says, Buffy is not normal at all.
Thank you.
And Xander's like, I don't know, she might be fine. And Anya's like, no, dude. No. And I was like, okay, Anya, she at least can see through that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But as they're walking, Spike is like, oh, I hear something. I hear some rustling over there. And you just like get a pan over to Spike. And Spike is like, woe is me. Like, oh, by a tree. He's having like a Shakespearean tragedy meltdown by himself.
Just so true.
And then Xander just walks over to him and he goes, hey, bud, let's hope that you're not going to have your whole little obsession with Buffy again. And Spike just shoves him up against that tree. And he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
No chip reaction.
Nope. Brain pain's gone. But he shoves him up there and he's like, what the fuck? What are you thinking? Why would you do this? Number one, why didn't you tell me? And Xander's like, we just didn't tell you, man. Like, don't worry about it. It's all good. Buffy's back. You should be happy. And he's like, oh, I know why you wouldn't fucking tell me. Because if you told me that you were going to do this, I would have told Willow not to do it. And he's like, I mean, yeah, that's kind of part of it. And Spike is like, that's fucking bullshit, dude. Like, I worked alongside of you guys all summer long, and you wouldn't like clue me into your plan. Like, this is a betrayal, the likes of which have never been seen. And then Xander is like, dude, you should be happy, man. Your girl's back, but you better not fucking love her. But she's back. Yeah. But you should be happy.
Everybody should be happy. Keyword, happy.
Yep. And Spike is like, you guys shouldn't have done this, because here's the thing about magic. Magic always has consequences. There's always consequences. And he hops on his motorcycle and drives away. And I was like, oh boy. Here we go.
Spike claims that Willow knew that Buffy might come back wrong.
Oh, right. Yeah. And then he would have had to kill her or something.
Or something like that. And he's like, would have stopped it. And he's like, Willow knew. And she's like, it's a whole like, did Willow know something could go wrong? They all should know something could go wrong.
They all knew. Like, we saw him have the debate.
Yeah.
In Xander's apartment. Where they're like, we shouldn't be doing this. This isn't right. And Tara's like, yeah, you're right. We shouldn't be doing this. But, you know, what Willow says goes, because she could enslave us all, because she's the most powerful. She's a god.
So but, in my notes, I wrote also for this scene, Xander and Anya are going to walk home like nothing happened.
Yep.
Last episode, it was a big, oh my god, where's Xander? We got to find Xander. We got to find Xander and Willow. Now it's just like, all right, stroll home.
Here's the thing. If you're not alone, you're safe, according to Scooby logic. If it's two of you, you're fine.
Well, Willow and Xander were lost, and they were freaking out. It was two of them.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know what?
And now they're just like, you and Anya, just stroll through the rubble and torment and hope that there's no biker just randomly out there.
Yeah, like,
sleep
an
over.
Hour or two
sleep
ago.
Sleep over.
An hour or two ago, they got whizzed past by the demons. Like, I know that they have their theory that, because the leader's dead, they're all leaving. Like, who said that?
You walked around a corner. You haven't seen the whole city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we have, then we have Buffy in her room, and she's just kind of like sitting there, and then Willow is with Tara, and Tara, and Willow's like, yeah, I called Giles, and told him the news, and Tara's like, how'd he take it? And Willow says, I think I actually heard him clean his glasses.
That ripper's coming out.
and she's like, well, how did he take it? She's like, he's a little freaked out. He's a little shocked, but, you know.
A lot of good lords.
You know, he'll get used to it.
Dear Lord.
Dear Lord. What the bloody hell is going on here?
And you brought this up. I think you brought this up last episode of, like, how did they expect to tell the people they hadn't told that she was still alive?
Yeah.
It's not going to go over well. That's the reason you didn't tell them.
Yeah.
You did not tell them because you didn't want to get their hopes up. You're not sparing their feelings. You didn't want them to stop you. Because Tara would have stopped you. I mean, Don would have stopped you. Giles would have stopped you. Spike would have stopped you.
And, dude, the thing about it is, like, I feel like Sunnydale was left in good hands with Willow and the Scoobs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's fine. Like, Willow is insanely powerful.
Yeah, I mean, she would have eventually figured out how to get the bikers out of here. I mean,
she would have fucking levitated them and threw them off a cliff.
Like a SWAT team could have got them out of here, like, honestly.
Yeah, fair enough.
We find out an angel about guns and bullets. They do a lot of damage.
Yeah. Yeah, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/boyswatchingbuffy, and we're doing Boys Watching Angel. There's some heat on that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Tara is like, okay, well, yeah, Giles is freaked out a little bit, but he's coming back. But Willow, are you worried? And Willow's like, nah, why would I be worried? I'm a fucking super powerful witch. Like, everything definitely went to plan. And Tara's like, Willow, it's you and me. I've seen you naked. You can be honest with me. You don't need to be brave. You don't need to be, like, showing a brave face. It's all good. And then Willow's like, all right, yeah, well, I'm a little bit worried. But, you know, I mean, when Angel came back, he was like a feral dog, feral monster kind of guy for a little bit. So this is, this is just kind of par for the course. Like, he was in hell. Buffy was definitely in hell. So she came back like an animal, like Angel did. And then Tara's like, okay, well, let me try and comfort your worries. And she gets all snuggly up with Willow. And then Willow says, I mean, after all this, though, you know, and this might sound a little fucked up, but I feel like I would have thought Buffy would have been happier. And then Tara's like, do you think that Buffy should have been more, like, grateful? And Willow's like, yeah, I honestly do. I mean, I think that a thank you would have been nice. I was like, yes, this thank God.
This is exactly what you said would happen. Exactly.
Well, I predicted, I'm still going to hold out, like, that was, like, crazy, the wording of that. But mm-hmm. I think that that's where a conflict is going to come.
Yes.
And we have yet to see the conflict. But yeah. I feel like that prediction's kind of on track. It's going yes. pretty well for me.
Yeah. I don't think I was argumentative too much about that part of it. Because I thought, okay, if that happens, sure, that could be. And you predicted that it'd be like a leadership thing where she wants to be the leader and Buffy's taking a leadership.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Buffy was going to reassume her role as the boss, and Willow was going to be like, yo, hold up, I was the boss over the summer, and yeah.
Yeah, but the wanting thanks and the word grateful being used, yeah. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, I did a little fist pump when she said it, I'm not going to lie. I was like, yes!
Yeah, man.
But then we go over to Buffy, and Buffy's just sitting wide awake in her room, sitting on her bed, and she just stands up. She's walking around. She looks at a picture of all of the Scoobs together. It's like her, Xander, and Willow, and they're all happy, and she's looking at it like, these motherfuckers. Based on what we find out later.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, I'll put that down. I'll walk over to my whole wall of friendship pictures, and she's looking at them, and all of the pictures, like the faces turn to skulls and they all turn to skeletons, and Buffy's like, oh God. She like shakes her head and she opens her eyes again and everything's back to normal. And I was like, uh-oh, what's happening here?
I will say this is the perfect episode to kick off spooky season.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in the thrust, right in the beginnings of spooky season.
I mean,
at the time of recording.
Yeah, they started last week, apparently. At least at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Dude, Disneyland, they started fucking like September 1st.
Yeah.
Because I went to Disney on September 5th. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get to see the regular Haunted Mansion. I haven't seen the regular Haunted Mansion. Nope. It's fucking Jack Skellington Haunted Mansion already. I was like, dude, it's September 5th.
Right? Right? Like, dude. October. You can start October 1st.
You know, they say that Christmas keeps getting, like, bigger and bigger. Like, Halloween now is getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it is.
Unreal, dude. But, anyway. So, after Buffy sees the pictures of all of her friends turning into skeletons, that's the commercial break. Then we come back from commercial to Willow and Tara sleeping in their room, and then just glass breaking. Buffy is in their room and she's like, your hands are stained with blood. Did you think that this was gonna go well? What did you do? Do you know what you did? And Willow and Tara are like, ah, ah.
Buffy's like, you filthy little bitches. Like, it was good.
You're like children, you filthy little bitches, rattling the bones of the dead. And then they just like turn the light on and it fucking goes away.
What was that?
Yeah. And they're like, oh my God, it was just a nightmare. It's just a nightmare. They go over to Buffy's room and Buffy's just sound asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then Willow and Tara go back in their room. And they're like, oh my God, that was a crazy nightmare, huh? And then Willow's like, no, dummy. We both had the same nightmare. We have different brains.
Tara has the most thankless job on this. She is like the supportive partner that just has to say.
She's still guest starring Amber Benson.
Yeah.
But they're all.
Yeah. Like she threw like a snow globe or orb or glass thing at them, and it broke. And then they wake up and they're like, oh, the glass isn't here.
Yeah.
It's just so funny.
But they're like, okay, maybe we should be a little bit worried about bringing the dead back to life. Maybe we should be. And then, like, all of the pictures on the walls start shaking and rattling. And then Willow's like, something's in the house. Something's in the house.
Go back to bed.
Yeah, Tara plays typical horror movie husband.
Yeah.
You're just imagining things. Have a glass of warm milk in your bed. We just moved in here. We can't move out. We signed a lease. She's acting crazy.
She's acting crazy, man.
What? So what if it's got a ghost? That's an amenity that comes with it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But then we go over to... Willow is like, we got to call Xander and let him know. Hopefully he'll be awake. It's the middle of the night. Hopefully he'll be awake. He just got into a life or death altercation with demon biker gang. He's definitely going to be awake.
Hopefully he's alive.
Right?
did he call when he got home to check in? Like,
oh, God. But we go over to Xander and Anya, and Anya's like, I can't sleep, Xander. I can't sleep. Will you wake up and talk with me? And Xander's just conked out. He is dead to the world. And Anya's like, all right, well, if you're not going to talk to me, I'm just going to talk at you. So anyway, isn't it crazy that we brought Buffy back to life? And then the phone rings. And Xander's like, whoa. And Anya's like, oh, so when the phone rings, you wake up. But now...
Like, what is this?
Typical man.
I want to say, Anya's also wearing normal red pajama top.
Yeah. Which I still hate. I hate those pajamas, but that's a step up from her puffy shoulders.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, step in the right direction.
Why would you button clothes to go to sleep? Like, I just will never understand that.
Dude. We've had this debate even on our... Boys watching girls.
Yeah, boys watching girls. I just. Well, especially too when I forgot to mention this. When Dawn is dressing Buffy,
mm-hmm.
I was like, Buffy's going to bed. Why do you got like an Oxford shirt on? Why are you telling her to button it up? Like, she's not going to her first day at Catholic high school. Like, she's fine.
Yeah.
Leave her in the cami.
I remember when I was younger watching like Full House, and I was like, man, they're just walking around the house and like, khakis and a button down just to hang him out in the house.
Yeah, dude.
And you're like, wait, I'm in sweats, basketball shorts, a t-shirt.
The instant I walk into my apartment and I know I'm not going out anywhere else, all those clothes come off. I'm wearing the most comfy shit possible, dude. Different times.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they still do that. Like, I would never wear jeans in my own house unless I'm like inviting people over.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Xander answers the phone, and Willow is like, Xander's like, huh? Your house is haunted. Huh. Okay, cool. I guess we'll head on over there. And then,
you're gonna walk back.
Yeah, right. Xander like sits on the edge of his bed and he's like kind of shaking his eyes open. And you see Anya walking towards him in the background. And I was like, okay. This is just normal. And then they have a close-up of Anya's face. And kid you not, this scared the shit out of me. It was so spooky looking to me. Because she's got like the white-out contact lenses on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a knife. And she's like slicing her face off.
Mm-hmm.
And Xander's like, oh, holy, what the fuck is this going on? And it's just a vision. Anya like falls to the ground or whatever. And then like... whatever's haunting them, like, crawls through the carpet.
That, like, classic effect.
Yeah.
This is my problem with ghost stories all the time. Why is the ghost not just actually making her cut her face? Why is it doing
this?
Why do ghosts do, like, freak out, jump scares? Like, there's no point. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, if you want these people, like, fucked up, you could really do some damage.
Yeah. We learn that this thing physically can hurt you. So,
yeah,
why not?
I don't know, man. Yeah, this ghost is really, this ghost is hilarious in some parts.
I'm wondering if we already have a front runner for worst villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a moment later on where I was like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah. Yeah. This is so dumb.
But we like the show. We got merch that says it. We like the show, everybody. So the Scoobs all meet up and they all start to explain what's going on. And is this when they meet up at the magic box, right?
No, this is outside.
This is in the lawn. Yeah.
Yeah. This is where a Sunnydale is the most beautiful day ever. And the city really is back to normal.
You know, it's always so much. So much of the show is night scenes that when it's daytime, I'm like, this feels weird. Like, it looks odd.
Yeah.
Like, something's off.
It felt like something dangerous was about to happen. It was so bright.
But Scoobies are all having a little powwow, and they're talking about, like, yeah, you know, Buffy came into our room last night, and she was screaming at us and shit, and it turns out it was just like a haunting thing. And then Anya's like, yeah, it came to our place too, and it made me like slice my face, made it look like I was slicing my face, but didn't actually slice my face, thank God, because I'm gorgeous, or something. It was, somebody was like, well, did she look good, or like, did she look scary? And then Willow was like, no, I'm sure you were looking gorgeous when you were chopping your face off.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny.
And then there was something. Oh, no, that happens later with Dawn. They say that with Dawn. Yeah, when Dawn does her thing. Oh, yeah. But there's something here with Anya has a lot of like subtle digs at Buffy here.
Like, yeah.
Just Anya-isms, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Anya actually like kind of posits that it's like, oh, this is what type of demon it is. It's a hitchhiker. And they're like, what's a hitchhiker? And it's like, oh, it's some kind of hell beast that kind of rode in with Buffy when we brought Buffy back. And now it's like latched itself onto us, I think. And guess what, guys? I think it was a bad idea that we brought Buffy back. I think that we shouldn't have done that. And Willow's like, no, it's a good idea, but we should kill the demon. And Buffy shows up and she's got like a nice cup of tea and she's like, so we're killing something? What are we killing? She's like, too old for this shit.
I hate this job so much.
And she's like, what are we killing? You guys are to talk about killing something? What are we killing? And Anya's like, oh, it's just a demon that we think came in when we brought you back to life. So it's kind of like your fault. Yeah. And they're like, Buffy, don't worry about it. We're going to take care of it. Don't worry about it. And then Buffy's like, no, I got to worry about it because I also had a vision too. Like you guys, I was looking at pictures of you guys and you guys all turned to skeletons and we were all dead. And they're like, huh, okay. That's interesting. Glad to have you back though. It's wonderful that you're back. We're all so stoked that you're back. And Buffy just like no sells it. She's like, uh-huh.
Yep.
Like Willow makes a specific point to like look at Buffy in the eye. She's like, Buffy, look at me in my eyes. It's wonderful that you're back.
Right? And how, what do we say?
When someone does something nice for you. Buffy's like,
Yeah. Yeah, that's our photos of you guys being dead.
I wish you fucking all were dead. Yeah. Man, fucking ruining my life.
Yeah. I can't wait for you guys to die and I'd rip you back into the
If it weren't for you guys, I'd be dead. You fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah, this is the scene where Anya keeps referencing that Buffy came from hell.
Yes.
And that's when I was like, why would Buffy the Vampire Slayer be in hell?
The chosen one.
Yes. It's...
That logic is so crazy.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, Willow was talking about how she died in a mystical way or whatever, and her soul could be anywhere, blah, blah, blah. But
that's
like,
some real justification. Like,
yeah,
that's some
I
real
mean,
leap
that's...
of logic stuff.
It's really crazy, dude.
Yeah. Like, if you believe that, if Willow believes that, and I think she does, then her actions are justifiable to herself. You know what I mean? It makes sense
I don't think Willow believes that.
I think she did believe that. Because I think when she was crying about not bringing her back, she felt like she had failed Buffy. I do feel like Willow feels
you know what? You're right.
I do feel like you're Willow thinks she's doing the right thing, but she's doing it for the wrong. She's doing it for her right. Like, the reasoning is good. If Buffy was in hell, you got to get her out of hell. But she's not. It's weird for you to assume that she would be.
I think that it was more of a selfish kind of Willow lacking confidence, like, we can't do this without Buffy situation, even though they are totally capable. And she's like, we need to get Buffy back. Even though Xander does also say, like, we need Buffy back.
Yeah, I think they do that, like, when the bikers are there. But it's been, as we know, 5 months.
Yeah.
Without Buffy. Town's been fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, we never see the beginning of them figuring out. We never see them deciding to bring her back and why. You know, it's already, like, in motion. But,
interesting discussions to be had about it, which is why you should join our Discord and show off your fucking knowledge. I mean, people have already watched the show.
There's a spoiler chat again on Discord. There's a spoiler chat that you can go to and talk to other fans of the podcast and show.
Please stick in the spoiler chat. Apparently, we've been having a lot of spoilery stuff being put in the regular stuff, and we're making Elias go into overdrive, kind of.
We were good for 5 seasons this season.
I know. I don't know what's going on with season 6. People just want to spoil fucking everything.
Yeah.
But please be mindful of that, everybody.
Yeah.
Because me and Vance, we've never watched it. You want to keep our virgin eyes and ears.
I know. We want these predictions virginal? To be. These virginal? Predictions to be virgin. Virginal. Yeah.
Virginal?
We want these predictions to be accurate and really well guessed.
Like, yeah.
It's a lot more satisfying if we didn't guess a spoiler that we saw.
So anyway, then we go to the Scoobs at the magic box, and they're researching about hitchhiker demons, and Buffy's there, and she's just like off in a corner alone, just like still just 7 mile stare.
Good thing Giles left his books.
That's very kind of him. But not very kind of him to leave, because Buffy, at this point, she goes, I fucking miss Giles. Scoobs are all like, well, here we narrowed it down to these 4, and like, maybe we can do this. And Buffy's just like, you guys aren't as good as Giles. I miss Giles. And they're like, yeah, we got it handled. You know, Giles left literally yesterday, but we've got this handled.
Yeah. This is where I thought your prediction might come in, because it cuts to Willow. And she's like, well, I'm not a substitute for Giles, but I'm doing my best, you know, like, where she's not, like, a dissension, where it's like, hey, come on, I'm really good at this. Maybe.
You can trust me, Buffy. Yeah. Buffy's like, you know, fucking Giles.
I hate you.
Where's your glasses? How come you don't hate Xander?
Yeah.
But Buffy just, like, stands up, and she's like, I think I'm going to go on patrol. I don't want to be around you guys anymore.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
And they're like, you want somebody to come with you? We'll come with you. We'll come with you. Are you okay? Buffy's like, no, I'm gonna go on patrol alone. I'm good. And then they're like, you sure? You sure about that? You sure about that? What? She's like, yes.
I know she's using patrol as an excuse just to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But what is she patrolling?
I know.
It's like, you just got back.
Like, what is she patrolling? And she has not shown any semblance of normality. And the Scoobs are like, all right, yeah. I think once she walked out the door, there should have been like a somebody tail her.
Or just like, make sure she's okay. Buffy came back. Should we throw her a party? Should we do something nice for her? Should we get some of her favorite things? Nah, let's just go back to normal researching demons that we just accidentally brought back through a portal. Like, Buffy's like, why?
Yeah, Xander does offer get her pizza at some point.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, whatever pizza you want, I got it, babe. She's like, oh.
I think he does that when they first come into the house and they're just like being like, yeah. Buffy's not normal yet.
Yeah. You know what'll make her normal? Pizza. The great equalizer.
Which is crazy because last episode, Xander realized that she clawed her way out of her grave. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, man. They're just like, come on. Get back to being the Buffy we all love.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
But so Buffy leaves, and they're like, huh, man, she's not really taking this whole bringing you back to life from hell situation very well, you know? And now Dawn gets haunted. She's the one that has the demon in her.
Yeah.
I forget what she says, but
she's like, don't worry. Yeah. We'll be fine here by ourselves or something ominous. And you see the white eyes, and you're like, oh, something good is going to happen.
Yeah. Then we go to Buffy walking around in the graveyard by herself. And then Anya comes back from the 24/7 coffee place. She went there alone.
I don't get it, man. You know vampires exist. Buffy's on patrol. There's this 24-hour coffee shop that isn't been like Murder Central. I just don't know what this place, man. And this is Main Street. I guess everything's fine.
Yeah.
We should be hearing like fire trucks and we should be hearing
outside like, can we get a statement? What did you see here? Yeah, it was a guy with leather straps all over his face. He had big claws. They were razor fingers and he had giant ears.
Yeah, there should be like, what? There should be a bunch of those crazy people rebuilding the city.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to get Glory back just to clean up. Bring shoddily build back the bait and tackle shop.
Where are the dregs? They didn't. What happened to those guys?
It's another one of those situations where the leader goes, all the other ones leave.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So then, Anya gives everybody their coffee. Demon Dawn yells at them for bringing Buffy back. And they're like, you thought that you could just do this? You thought that you could do this without consequences? What did you do? You don't even know what you did. And then Dawn just breathes a fuck ton of fire at them, lights their books on fire. And Xander's like, fire, fire, fire. Ah.
I just realized those books got burned and they still find all the information they need.
Yeah. And you're exactly right, because this is where in my notes, Anya's like, boy, did I look that crazy and scary when I was haunted, Xander? And then Willow goes, yeah, I'm sure you looked real glamorous cutting up your own face.
Like, Willow hates Anya.
That was such a good line. Yeah, I'm sure you look real glamorous cutting your own face off. It's like, oh man, fine. Zing.
Yeah.
But then they're all like, where'd the demon go? Where'd it go? Where'd it go? It's like, bro, look down. It's hiding in the floorboards.
Why does it have to do that? I was like, are we getting Queller? It gave me Queller demon vibes. I was like, what is this?
Yeah. So then we go to Spike in his crypt, and he's walking around his crypt, and he's pissed. He's like punching shit. He's kicking stuff. He's like, what the fuck? Ugh. Then he hears footsteps. And he's like, oh, somebody's in here to kill me, obviously. Grabs a giant, like, Bowie knife. And he walks up his little ladder very nonchalantly. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, somebody's in my tomb. And it's Buffy. And he's like, oh, crazy, huh? What are you doing here, Buffy? Oh, should know better than sneak up into somebody's tomb. You could get fucking knifed, like, with this gigantic knife I got here.
I love he stole just a bad, evil person making this joke to someone that stole Catatonic. Yeah. Who he was seriously worried about, and he's still making, like, dark humor jokes.
Yeah. What I think is even more funny is after he's like, oh, it's just you, Buffy, puts his knife down. He starts to try and, like, make small talk with her. He's like, oh, yeah, you like what I did with the place? Yeah, you got seats now. I got this nice TV, huh? How's that?
He did redecorate. Like,
he did.
Buffy dying, he went on a shopping spree.
Yeah, he went to Wayfair.com, yeah. Baby.
Wayfair, got just what you need.
Is that the song?
I don't know. But he's like, yeah, have a seat, Buffy. And he's trying to make small talk with her. And Buffy's just like not having it. And then he's like, all right, let's get to the real, okay? I want to apologize that I am very sad that I didn't get to keep my promise to you. I know what I said to you. And I promised that I would keep Dawn safe. And because I didn't, you had to die. And I lie awake every fucking night and I see your face. And I think of different ways that I could have done it differently and ways that I could have been smarter or more clever or faster. And it just haunts me that I wasn't able to do that for you. But ever since then, I've never let Dawn out of my sight, and I have protected her, and I wish that I could have saved you when you had to jump off that building. And I was like, damn, that's so sad.
You know, I was one, we've been wondering how they were going to get Buffy and Spike together if it became more than an unrequited love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think her dying and coming back, I give her full pass if she hooked up with Spike.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, absolutely. At this point, I don't care. Like,
yep.
Beforehand, I'd be like, this is weird. And the Scooby should be pissed off at you if you do this. But now I'm like, fuck the Scoobies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
I was like, this is a good moment. Like, mm-hmm. And it's great. It's well acted, too.
Well written, well acted. And I don't think, like, Buffy says anything.
No, I think she just kind of sits there and takes it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, him delivering that monologue, like, it was emotional. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, man, this is sad. Like, this sucks. Poor guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, there's that. And then we have a weird scene about... it's Xander and Tara just like standing very close to each other in the magic box.
It did start out in a way where I'm like, are they about to do something? Like, I know they're like, not, what? But why are we, why is it framed? Way... Why is it shot this way?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the framing of, like, they're standing in like a, we're about to have an emotional relationship conversation. Mm-hmm. But
the way to do this is kind of have them like walk off to the side or him come in and be like, look around, do that over the shoulder thing, like, hey, where's Willow? Oh, she went to go get some more frogs, blah blah blah. And it's like,
yeah,
so hey, can we talk? Like, then you get into it. But this just is like so close face to face, like,
yeah, and it just like, opens right like that. And I was like, what? No, whatever. But so Xander is like, hey man, do you think that this is right? That I'm a little freaked out, honestly, and like, we got all these hauntings going on, and I think there might have been a little grain of truth about what Spike told me the other night about, you know, magic always having consequences. Do you? And I'm not trying to accuse anybody here. I'm trying to be impartial, but did you know that this would happen? And Tara's like, no, what? No, I didn't know that this would happen. And then Xander's like, do you think Willow knew that this would happen? And Tara's like, hey now, Willow's a mega powerful witch. Xander's like, I mean, that didn't really answer the question. Willow, Tara's like, I mean, I'm in love with Willow. We all know Willow. Willow's a good person. She wouldn't fight.
Yeah.
And Xander's like, ah, okay. And then Willow exclaims, like, I think I figured it out. And they all go over to Willow, and she's got a book, and she's like, look, I don't think that we brought back a demon, guys. I don't think that we did that. That was a crazy thought that we had, right? That we brought back a demon when we brought back you, Buffy? No, 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 no. It's not that. I think we actually may have created a demon.
It's like, oh, that
that's so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there, everyone's like, wait, what? And she's like, yeah, 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 yeah. You know, sometimes, like, you know, when you bring somebody back to life, like we did, the spell can create a being. And that's, like, kind of the price that we had to pay for what we did. Mm-hmm. And the demon, you know, it's having a hard time acclimating to our world. So it doesn't have a body. So it's using ours. That's cool, right?
Problem solved.
Everybody cool with that? Like, Buffy's back, though. And everyone's like, wait a minute, what?
I think Anya says it's not a price, it's something else. Like, she's
like an
exchange or something. Or,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Says. It's a gift with a purchase.
Yeah, gift with a purchase. Something like that. Something like that.
And she says it so, like, seriously and, like, there you go. I just gave you that knowledge.
And then Dawn says something else because the framing of it, I forget. But
yeah.
When they brought this up, I was like, this is like Jonathan in the Superstar episode. Because he created a world where he was famous, and then a demon, because he used a spell, a demon was unleashed. So everything has like this counterbalance. So I was like, all right, that has been kind of established in the world. And it's established this episode with Spike saying, there's always a cost of magic.
Yeah, it's always weird too, like the consequences that magic holds, because sometimes it's just like physical damage to the spell binder.
The spellcaster.
Yeah. And other times it's just like, no, you also accidentally created a whole other demon. And Willow's like, man, I would have taken the bloody nose instead of that.
Wait, I teleported Glory and I just got some headaches for a few days. Like, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so they're like, all right, well, now that we created this demon, does it say anything about how to get rid of it? And Willow's like, oh, that's a real funny thing that you asked that. That's real funny because you guys are going to think this is hilarious. But the thing is, if we do get rid of it, it would be like we reversed the spell and like we didn't do the spell at all. Isn't that hilarious? And Dawn's like, so wait, if we get rid of it, that would mean we reverse the spell and then Buffy would be gone again? And Willow's like, yeah. Funny, right?
Yeah.
And Dawn just like gets up in Willow's face and she's like, you fucking idiot. You cannot do this to me. You can't keep fucking with me like this. You can't bring my sister back, have her in my life for a day, and then take her away from me. And then Willow just flips through the book really quick. She's like, no, it's not like, it's just like, don't worry about it. It's like this demon, if we even don't even do anything, it'll just go away in a couple days, right? Yeah, that's the answer. It'll go away in a couple days. So we just need to make sure that it doesn't actually kill Buffy. So there you go. That's the solution. Boom, baby. I got it all figured out. And then a close-up of Xander's face. And Xander has now been taken over by the demon. His head is down. He looks up, opens his eyes. He's got the contacts. Opens his eyes and goes, thanks for the tip. Then the demon just goes through the carpet again.
Yeah.
And that's where I was like, this demon sucks, dude. Like,
I like the thanks for the tip moment.
I hated the thanks for the tip.
But I didn't like that Willow was like, ah, I think we have to get rid of it and recast it. And then they're calming down Dawn, like, hey, Dawn, it's fine, it's fine. And then Willow flips a page and goes, ah, the rest of this is temporary. Finish reading before you start.
Yeah.
Like, well, it went from this thing, we have to kill it, and that will kill Buffy. Ooh, that might be tough. How are we going to deal with that debate? Next page. Actually, it'll go away on its own. Oh, yeah. Well, that solved itself. But if it wants to kill Buffy, then it can stay forever. Oh, new problem. It was like three things. Like,
yeah.
Rapid fire.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
For a second,
I thought that Willow saying like it'll go away in a couple days was just like her trying to comfort Dawn, and yes. It wasn't actually real.
Yeah, I thought that she was like flipping, and she's like, "Oh, here it is." Yeah, when she did it, it seemed super fake, didn't it? It seemed like what you would tell a kid to calm him down.
Yeah,
but apparently,
especially like when Dawn's like in her face, like you can't do this to me. Like you're toying with people's lives. This is fucked up, dude.
Yeah, I half expected her to be like, "Oh." If we don't do anything, it'll go away. And then Dawn's like, I have to hit the swim practice or something. And then they'd be like, hey. And then Anya look at the book and be like, hey, it doesn't say that here. And Will's like, I know. I've just been lying and doing a lot of deceitful stuff already. It's the character arc of the season.
So then we have Buffy coming home. And she's walking up the stairs. And then now the demon, rather than glowing through the floorboards, takes the like form of like an actual like ghost, like that you would see in the Haunted Mansion, like just like ooh,
yeah, it's like 2000 TV ghost demon effects.
Yeah, and Buffy eventually like sees it or hears it or something. The demon's like, you know, you don't belong here. And then Buffy tries to punch it. And I was like, Buffy.
Oh, why would you expect her to do anything else? That has solved 90% of her problems.
Yeah, fair enough.
She's punched her way out of tighter situations.
Yeah. So she tries to punch it. Then the demon just like punches her and knocks her down. And then it's just like, you know, you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here, and you're toying with the fabric of reality and all this stuff. And it just like grabs her from behind and starts squeezing her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish you say Buffy can't physically touch the ghost, but the ghost can physically touch her.
Yep.
Which made me ask, why is the ghost possessing people's body, making them shoot fireballs out of their mouth, and then just going away?
And why did it take this long to get into this form too, like the ghost form?
Why is it crawling through? You mean it's crawling through carpet to go to the magic box and then back to their houses? Like what?
Yeah,
I don't know. That's my problem with ghost stuff. That they can do anything and then they don't do anything.
Yep, they just like to give you a good scare for a little bit before they
try to kill you before they inevitably get defeated at the end.
Maybe it's a little bit of like Pennywise, the clown situation, where like the more scared its victims are, like the sweeter it tastes. But like this ghost isn't going to eat Buffy. No. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway. So then we have Xander and Anya and Dawn driving back to Buffy's house because they're now worried like the demon's going after Buffy. And they're all like, Xander, why don't you step on it? Why don't you drive faster? You're driving like a grandma. And Xander's like, I can't go any faster. And they're like, why not? And he's like, because I can't.
I hated this scene.
Me too.
I was like, what are you guys going to do?
Yeah. I don't know. And then we see exactly what they do.
Yeah.
Later just on.
Nothing.
Just nothing. They cower.
Yeah. I was like, wait, you drove all the way here for this?
Yeah. But now Dawn is a little suspicious. She's like, do you think Willow and Tara are going to reverse the spell and it's going to fucking kill Buffy? And Anya's like, I don't think so. I don't know. And then we also have like scenes interspliced of like Willow and Tara doing a spell. To make their plan is to make the demon solid so Buffy can fight it.
So so Buffy can punch it. They could have just told the demon, hey, what if we give you a body and you just go chill out?
Yeah. Like, let's get Warren to make a robot body. Take over the robot body.
But you're temporary for some reason. So the only way this thing can live is if it kills Buffy, which we find out right now, like two scenes before her.
Yeah.
Before it's all over. I don't know.
But yeah, I like that Dawn is suspicious of Willow and Tara at this point. She's like, dude, I don't know what's going on. You guys have been keeping secrets from me. Do you think they would reverse the spell?
I like the debate of it, but it's not, this episode doesn't have the room for it. Like, this isn't the real, and everything I see, like, I don't believe that Willow's going to try to reverse the spell unless she was lying about the ghost being temporary and stuff, but she's not lying about that. So,
yeah,
I mean, they're just going to magic it.
Yeah. So while Willow and Tara are doing this spell, you know, Buffy's getting her ass kicked by this ghost, and it eventually knocks her behind her bed, and Buffy reaches under her bed. She grabs a big old axe. It's like, you think the axe is going to... He punches. So Xander and Anya and Dawn arrive at this point, and Buffy's like, what are you doing here? Leave. And then they just, like, bumble into each other in the doorway. And...
Why
that was
speeding?
So annoying to me.
Why were you speeding to get there?
I don't know. But the fact that Buffy's like, leave. And then they just stand in the doorway hugging each other, looking at Buffy.
Yeah.
I was like, she told you to fucking leave, dude.
Did they not give Buffy a phone call saying, hey, there's a ghost?
Yeah.
You know, that seems like a heads up that you will only...
Yeah.
Instead of driving.
So then we go back to Willow and Tara, and they're completing the spell, and just as like the spell is about to be complete, like they're holding hands and they do that fucking magic is happening camera swirl around them. Just as they're about to complete the spell, like Willow just like lets go of Tara's hands and then cocks her head back and gets all black eyed and she's like, darn solid.
Like, I love that magic is just saying what you want.
Yeah. It has to rhyme, though. Gotta rhyme.
Well, what was rhyming?
They were rhyming. Willow and Tara were rhyming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I honestly zoned out during their...
You know what? They may have not been rhyming, if I'm being real with you. I think I zoned out a little bit, too.
But... I have no idea what they were saying during it. All I heard was solid.
Yeah. And so we cut back to Buffy and the ghost fighting, and the ghost turns solid, and then there's a little bit of a tussle still, like the ghost still punches Buffy, and then Buffy just beheads this ghost, and Xander and Willow and Dawn, or Xander, Anya, and Dawn, they see it happen, they're like, oh god, and Dawn's like, I guess I shouldn't have seen that.
When Dawn says, I wrote this quote down, because it drove me crazy, she says, that's probably something I'm not supposed to see. You watched a black and white ghost get beheaded.
Yeah.
You have seen so much worse.
Mm-hmm.
You have seen so much worse.
You've had much worse done to you.
Yeah. Like, that reaction is not the reaction to... You walked past the biker demon that was, like, gored through its chest the day before.
Yeah.
You've been possessed by ghosts. Like, I just was like, what are you...
Yeah.
You were fighting a vampire in the morgue where your dead mom was.
You, like, had a conversation. You had several just regular sit down across the table from a hell god conversations. Like a god of hell.
She broke a security guard's neck in front of you. That's a real person.
You saw a dragon. You saw a dragon.
You saw your sister leap to her death. Like, you've seen a three-headed demon that you had to steal eggs from.
You were getting stabbed by a lizard man.
Oh, the snake monster screamed at you. You screamed when you saw that.
Yep.
You've been kidnapped by Harmony.
And perhaps most shockingly, your mom died.
That ghost head falling off, looking like a statue that's got knocked over.
Right, dude, I was just about to say that. It looked like a marble statue.
That's probably something I'm not supposed to see. What? You can see worse things on cable. This isn't even R-rated, this show. Come on. That line was so ridiculous for what she had seen.
And she just like looks into the camera like, that's a UPN shit, baby. But perhaps most shockingly, after this scene, the next scene is Dawn leaving her house getting ready to go to school.
Yeah, well, I thought this was a dream sequence. I thought this was Buffy in heaven or something. I did not think this was a real scene.
Me neither, because it was daytime again.
Yeah.
Daytime scenes in Buffy the Vampire Slayer are weird, dude.
Daytime exteriors, yeah. You should say, yeah.
And she's walking out, she's going to school, and Buffy is like, hey, made you lunch. You forgot your lunch.
She's
And Dawn's like...
Can we also say Dawn's old enough to make her own lunch?
Right. Like, and I believe I had this debate with you a little while ago about, like, is Dawn taller than Buffy?
I wrote in my notes, Dawn is taller.
Dawn is definitely taller than Buffy.
Buffy's so short. Yeah. Yeah, no, I noticed, I wrote that in my notes to the first scene when she was touring around the house. I was like, man, yeah. She's almost towering over you.
Yeah, man. But yeah, Buffy walks out and she's like, hey, I made you a lunch. And Dawn's like, thank you. It's so nice to have you back. This is great. Your lunch is probably going to be way better than Robo Buffy's lunches that she made me. Oh, man.
This scene felt so fake, yeah.
And then Dawn's like, hey, are you okay? Are you all right? You doing good? And Buffy's like, I'm going to start charging people who ask me that. I've been asked that so many times. I'm fine. And Dawn's like, okay, cool. Might be nice of you to let other people know that, though, because everybody just wants you to be happy, you know? We all just want you to be happy. And Buffy's like...
There's that word again. There's that word.
Yeah, you guys just want me to be happy. Yep. I'll be sure to let everybody fucking know how fucking happy I am to be. It's just like... Yeah. Gritting through her teeth. I'm so happy to be back.
I just realized we don't get Buffy commenting on what she was buried in. There was opportunity, yeah, no, but don't. She doesn't.
Yeah.
She's not for jokes this episode.
No, and you know what? Rightfully so, yeah. After we find out what happened.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
So Dawn walks off. She's like, thanks for the lunch. Bye, Mom. I mean, Buffy. So then Buffy shows up to the magic box and Scoobs are all there and they're like, oh, hey, Buffy. Oh, hey, how's it going? Are you okay? You all good? Everything good? And she's like, guys, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. I wanted to come to you guys and apologize to you. I've been acting all crazy. It's just, you know, shit's a little crazy, you know. I got brought back from the dead. That's quite a shock, okay? And I'm here to confirm for all of you guys, yes, just as you had predicted, for whatever reason, I was in hell. You guys must really think I'm a piece of shit. I was in hell. And I was being... you know, tortured and tormented in hell. And you guys brought me back. It's a little bit crazy, but I wanted to come here and thank you all for bringing me back. I really appreciate it. And Willow's like, yes, I knew it. I knew you were in hell. You're a piece of shit. Do you meet Hitler down there?
I mean, do they just think anybody dies goes to hell? Like, why would she go to hell defeating a hell demon and saving the world? Know. You literally put on her tombstone, which you had made. When did they get the tombstone made if they knew they were going to bring him back to whatever?
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Yeah. And also they didn't want anybody to know that Buffy was dead. Yeah,
but
curious. Very curious decisions.
Let's put her full name and it's like she saved the world a lot.
You think that a vampire isn't going to go stumbling around through that forest and then tell all of his other buddies? Like, the fucking Slayer's dead.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever.
But she saved the world a lot. That seems like someone that would not go to hell.
Yep. I mean, I'm trying to think of the logic because she jumped through the portal that Glory opened. So maybe they thought that when she jumped through that portal, her soul went to wherever Glory was trying to go, maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe that's their logic.
She mentions it in the first episode when she's talking about why she's bringing her back. And it's still, it's still like she might be tortured because her body was split from her body's here, but like her soul is somewhere else. And it's like, you're really, really taking some leaps.
Yeah. I'm just trying to here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of the Discord comments we're going to get about this. And I was like, what would the Discord say? And I was like, they're going to say that she jumped into the portal where Glory was trying to go. And that's why her soul would be in hell or whatever. Like, there's so many logic leaps.
We reached a new level of prediction where now we're predicting what the Discord would say. Yeah.
So yeah, that's how I'm trying to wrap my head around it, yeah. I guess. But like, man, that's so fucking brutal. Man.
My thing is, it's fine for Willow to think that or posit that, but in a group setting, one of you have to be like, but what if she's not in hell?
Yeah.
Like, one of the four of you didn't think that? Anya didn't go like, well, not everyone goes to hell. You know, actually hell is like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and like, no one would say, like, maybe there is a god that would intervene and see that Buffy's, like, going to hell. And he's just like, no, I got you.
So, yeah, most Slayers are just chilling in hell after their torment of life-killing demons. Yeah.
Maybe it's, like, some kind of situation. Like, you would think it could be a situation like Hercules in the Disney movie Hercules, where he's, like, swimming through the river of death and they see that he became the true hero for sacrificing his life to save Megara, and that's what makes him like a god again. I don't know. You would think that there'd be some kind of intervention. Like, why would Buffy go to hell, man?
Talk to the first Slayer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it's written what happens to Slayers after they die.
Is it, though? Because we don't know.
We don't even know where they come from.
Yeah. So,
but I'm sure it's somewhere. They write everything down.
Yeah. I don't know, man. But Buffy's like, yeah, thanks for bringing me back. Appreciate it, guys. And they're like, yay, you're welcome. You're welcome. And they all do a group hug.
Yeah. What is Willow wearing? That, like, red.
Dude, she looks like fucking Tickle Me Elmo. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I'm going to be yammering about on the Fashion Report/Corner, which is also on Patreon.com.
Yeah.
But there's a little interesting fashion choice here with Buffy as well, mm-hmm. that I'm going to go into detail, because it looks like Buffy is wearing the exact same outfit that she was wearing in that vision quest that Willow went on when she was in her head. It's the same. It looks like it's kind of the same skirt that she's wearing when she gives up on being a Slayer.
Yes.
It might be a different, I think it's a different shirt, but it looks like the same skirt.
It's a similar outfit. You're right. Cause she's pulling that out and it's like, that was the moment she decided to quit.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe there's some kind of symbolism there.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty certain it's a different shirt, but that skirt looks really, looks really similar.
It'd be worth checking out. Yeah, because that whole scene in that episode is really where my prediction stemmed from.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that scene and I was like, yeah, Buffy's done.
She's done.
She's done. Like, also Sarah Michelle Gellar was, like, you know, almost done with the show at that point, too. So it's like a little meta commentary.
Yeah, it's like, we're going to drag Buffy back. We're going to drag you back, Sarah. You got two more seasons, babe.
They gave us more money. Like,
it's just in fucking Cruel Intentions. Yeah. I'm a superstar. Yeah. I'm a star. You can't do this to me.
people didn't make the TV, the movie transitions as easily.
I know.
Yeah.
Back that was then, wild. Yeah.
But she's a great actress. She's a great actor.
Yeah, man. So we might as well get into it here. Buffy's like, all right, well, glad to be back with you guys. I'm going to go get some air. I'm going to go outside and get some air.
I'm going to go to the vampire-filled alley in the back.
Yeah. I'm going to go in the back. And the Scoobs are like, yeah, we're all going to eat cupcakes in celebration. They don't say this, but they're like, we're going to have a party for us for bringing you back. Ooh, pat on our backs. All right, go have fun in the alley. So Buffy goes to the back alley and she's just like got her. It looks like she's got a migraine.
Yeah.
Walking around with her hand on her head, just like, oh. And Spike's out there.
They wanted Spike in this scene, but they also wanted it to be Day. I don't know what time it is, but he's going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah, well, he said it's almost sundown, and there's enough shade here or whatever. And I was like, why even bother having this during the day?
Why are you waiting here, though?
I don't know.
Where's your cloak? Where's that cloak that you carry around when you run in the sun? Like that little fire. That little fire blanket.
But Spike's sitting out there and Buffy walks up and Spike's like, hey, are you okay? And Buffy's like, yeah, I'm fine. And Spike's like, all right, it seems like you want to have a little moment alone. I'm going to head out. And he gets up and he starts to try and walk away. And he's like, walks to the edge of the shadows. And he's like, okay, I guess I can't really do this. Yeah. And Buffy's like, dude, don't fucking worry about it. I can be alone with you. It's fine.
Yeah, and I love that line. I can be alone with you here.
Yeah. And Spike's like, hey, you want to talk about this? Like, as a guy that's been in several hell dimensions, if you need somebody that can relate to you, I'm your guy. And Buffy's like,
wait, here's another question. Has Spike done any hell dimension stuff?
I don't know.
I mean, I just think he talked about clawing his way out of his own grave. I guess he got captured by someone and they buried him alive or he passed out or something. Yeah. I don't know. But he hasn't done a lot of supernatural stuff.
Yeah. That we've seen.
Anyway. Or that gets alluded to. But yeah.
But yeah, so then he sits down next to Buffy and he's like, hey, I'm here for you. If you need to talk about it, I know what you're going through. And Buffy's like, dude, you can't help me with the pain that I'm in right now at all. And then Spike's like, huh, that's weird. What are you talking about? And Buffy's like, I'm going to be real with you, man. I was happy to be dead. I felt like I was finally at peace. I was finished. Props to Vance on that one. I was finished and I was just feeling so good about it. And I don't know much about dimensions or afterlife. I don't know much about any of that stuff. But I could have swore that I was in whatever heaven is. And it was warm and I felt loved and I felt like I was being hugged and it was like I was in a nice big fuzzy blanket and I left knowing that everything was all right. Like I know that I left things and shit was kind of fucked up, but I just had this overwhelming sense of peace and that everything was okay. And now I'm back in Sunnydale where everything is so bright and everything hurts to touch and I'm in so much pain. I was torn out of heaven and my eternal peace and I was torn out of it by my friends. My friends did this to me. They brought me back to Sunnydale, which I am now convinced is hell. I'm back in hell. And then she gets up and she starts walking away. And Spike is just like, oh, fuck, dude. And she's walking away and she just doesn't even turn back to say this to Spike. She just goes, you can never tell the Scoobies about this. They can never know. And then she just walks off and that's the episode. And I was like, oh my God, this is so horrific and oh my God.
Yeah, that was exactly, I was happy because I thought this episode might like not have this scene.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was going to say, I feel happy. And then like they would prolong it. And then like maybe a couple of episodes later, she'd be like, I wasn't happy. I was, you know, like one of those like big over the top blow up scenes. Yeah, like
a big shouting match type of thing.
But I
Why did you guys think I was hell?
Yeah. But yeah. Well, we're on the hell mouth. That's the only thing we know. But yeah, like I just felt when they were talking about bringing her back, if she had to come back, she would hate it. Like I just felt like it'd be awful. And
yeah,
she verbalized it all, and it's a great scene.
It's an amazing scene,
and it's so tough to wonder how this season plays. Because I mean, Buffy not only comes back to where she considers hell, but she then has this extra burden.
Yeah,
that she has to hang out with these people who ruined her afterlife.
Yeah.
And then they can't know about it. And now him, Spike, knows about it.
Yeah.
So he already has his, like, issues with them.
I didn't really think about this, like, little wrinkle about it until she was, like, verbalizing. And I was just like, oh my God, dude, that is so terrible.
Yeah.
And the fact that she brought it up about, like, and it was my friends that did this. I was like, oh my God.
Like, how is this going to have two more seasons?
It was heartbreaking, dude. It was heartbreaking to watch.
Even for me, even if she wasn't in heaven, even if it was just a black void of nothingness,
mm-hmm.
I think she would have enjoyed that more. Just like pure nothing.
But, I mean, I gotta give kudos to you, man. Like, you verbalized that so cleanly, and then Buffy just verbalized it exactly how you were talking about it. It was...
And again, we have not seen this show.
Yeah, I need to reiterate that one more time.
Yeah.
First time watching through this show. But, like, I think it was, like... You verbalized it so well of like, Buffy was done. Buffy was at peace. Buffy's mm-hmm. done with this. Like, she's happy about it. I think the extra level of her saying, my friends did this to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that was just an extra level of a kick in the dick, dude.
Yeah.
It's pointedly
like she blames them for this and she will never forgive them, but she doesn't want to tell them. And it's she's in that weird position. And I got to say, kudos to the show, because the show, for me, set this up to happen. Like, it's not like I just pulled this out of thin air. I think you guessing Willow wanting to be grateful is much harder of a pull. I would not have pictured Willow wanting things and needing things and needing Buffy to be grateful for what she did. And I would have thought Willow would just be relieved that she's back, but I didn't think that she would be like, where's my kudos? But, yeah.
So, I mean, it was freaky. Like I can't.
This episode, I can't reiterate enough. Watch.
Like, this episode was crazy to watch. To see our words like come true.
Yeah,
it was weird. It was weird.
No, I was like, wait, did we just nail? Did we nail it like completely?
Yeah, I remember I texted Vance after watching the episodes, and he had just finished watching the episodes. I was like, is there a possibility, like in a world like where we both were kind of right?
Yeah.
But I do concede that Buffy's definitely not happy to be back.
Even that scene where she was talking to the Scoobies and thanking them, I was like, she's lying.
dude, I don't know, man. This scene with Spike, I think it's
great.
I think it's one of the best scenes for how hard it hit me. Mm-hmm. Like, that hit me so hard. And I'm going to be real with you. Like, it put me in a funk the rest of the day to be like, God damn. Your friends ripped you out of eternal peace to bring you back to, hey, you got to protect Dawn. Hey, oh, no, you got to worry about Xander's dumbass. Oh, and Anya, this girl that we don't even really like. Oh, she's a kind of a dipshit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dawn, you're an annoying. Oh, I have to eat food even again. Like,
oh no, stuff. My stomach's messed up. Oh, I'm having periods again. Oh, I gotta like go to the. Oh, and now I gotta wait at the DMV for. I gotta pay tax.
I caught a cold. God. Oh,
she had done her job. She was finished. He had to suck me back in. Yeah. That's why I was like, I'd be pissed if I was Buffy.
Yeah, man. You called that. You fucking nailed that.
She felt so peaceful with that swan dive.
Yeah. I mean, whew. What a head trip, man.
You know what's crazy? She has to die again.
Yeah. That's the crazy thing. Like, she was already in heaven, and now she's like, oh, I could fuck this up and not go to heaven. Yeah.
I gotta be nice to my friend because, do I lose my place now?
Yeah, like, hey, God or whatever being had me there.
Yeah,
you know that this isn't my fault.
Yeah, right.
Like, I you know I did good. So can I just like secure my spot back in there in that VIP lounge, please? Like, you know that I didn't want this.
Fuck, what? Dude. Like, I'm surprised Buffy didn't just let that ghost kill her. She's like swinging the axe and missing on purpose. Like, oh,
yeah,
sorry. Oh, you missed.
Dude, the FOMO, the fear of missing out on heaven that Buffy's going to be feeling.
It's one thing when you don't know what's on the other side, but when you do know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But anyway, that is Afterlife. You got anything else to say about Afterlife, Vance?
No, I think your prediction of like the Willow Buffy stuff could still rear its ugly head.
Some conflict.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for that to play out, but I feel like the groundwork is a little bit laid there.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking, did Willow know about this? Did Willow know? No. Yeah. So it's there.
I mean, your shit's confirmed already. Yeah. Like that was just like confirmed, but. I think the groundwork for that prediction's laid out pretty nicely for me. So I'm feeling good. But okay, so the next episode is titled Flooded. We haven't had a water demon before.
We had the fish people.
The swim team.
Yeah.
Mm.
Flooded. Well, I think Giles is back this episode.
Okay, yeah. Is he flooded with emotion?
Flooded with emotion, maybe?
I think it's going to be some kind of crazy thing where Sunnydale's underwater.
The crazy thing, if Sunnydale could be underwater and the next day school's open.
I'm like, huh, the sewer system here is pretty great, huh?
I want to see Main Street. Main Street should look tore up. The magic shop should not. It's the next day. I don't know. Flooded city. Flooded basement. Maybe Xander's basement gets flooded. And yes, I hope it's parents. I don't know.
I'm going to guess it's,
I got it.
All right.
Spike's crypt gets flooded and he has to move in with Buffy.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good one.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, what were you going to say? You had something, right?
I said that the city's going to be flooded and they're going to have to, like, we haven't had a demon that just, like, deals with water. We've had the swim team, but that was just like river monsters. I'm talking about like demon that like causes water.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
I'm going to guess that there's a demon that puts Sunnydale underwater.
Okay.
So that's a wrap on Afterlife, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thank you for subscribing. If you want to get a shout out, Apple Podcast 5-star rating and review, Spotify 5-star rating, send it somewhere. Get in contact with us somehow about it if you want to get that shout out. There are multiple different ways. At Boys Watching Buffy on Instagram. Follow that. BoysWatchingBuffy at Gmail. You can send them that shit on the Gmail. Check out our merch. We got that link in there in the show notes. Join our Discord. Links in the show notes as well. Patreon.com/BoysWatchingBuffy. We do Boys Watching Angel, Boys Watching Movies, Joe's Fashion Report /Coroner. And yeah, that's a wrap. Thanks for listening again, and we'll see you next time when we talk about Flooded.
Wherever I was happy, at peace. I knew that everyone I cared about was all right. I knew it. Time didn't mean anything. Nothing had form, but I was still me, you know? And I was warm. And I was loved. And I was finished. Complete. I don't understand theology or dimensions, any of it really. But I think I was in heaven.